Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and the streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. To give a drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed myself, they may proclaim my praise.
What an amazing gift Pride Month was. I want to thank Brandon and Reverend Lucia and Reverend Bailey and Hawk for their incredible sermons. If you missed a week, please catch the message on the website. Every service is there. You can even jump right to the sermon if you don't have time for the whole worship service. It was a gift to hear God speaking through them. As we shift from June to July, we also change from Pride Month to the season of creation. Each July, we consider the lilies of the field and the birds of the air, as Jesus would say. We think about creation and our relationship to it, our interdependence with it, our responsibility for it. This month, we will be offered beautiful metaphors through the photography of Jad Davenport, a member of the congregation. Jad is a professional photographer whose work has taken him all over the world. His camera has captured some of the most beautiful and poignant visuals across the globe. Before we gaze upon creation as captured by his lens, I wanted to take a week to talk about the images we carry in our mind. Specifically, the images we have of being church, of worshiping and being together. Now, those of you who have joined us over the last 483 days, yes, that's how long it's been since we've worshiped together in the sanctuary. Those of you that have joined since then probably don't have the same mental image I'm speaking of, but I venture you can picture it. I know in my mind, I have a mental image of what things were like. From who sat where to the things we got to do together, I have held on to these images of us together in person throughout the last year. They have sustained me. I have missed worship in person in ways that words cannot describe. And I am beyond excited that we get to be back together this month. If you haven't heard, we will have the opportunity to worship in person starting July 18th. Instead of counting the days looking backwards, we can now count the days looking forward, 14. We will continue a high-quality live stream. We will still have stories shared from home each week. Our young people will still read the scripture, and we will worship together in person and online, all of us together. And that is something I've had a little difficulty picturing, not for any negative reason, but simply because I've never seen it. What does it look like for us to worship in person and online all together at the same time? It's hard to picture what we haven't seen, but that doesn't stop us. I had never pictured worshiping exclusively online for more than a year. I had never pictured Christmas Eve or Easter without you in the room, but we created something together. We were not limited by the images we had in our minds. We were invited into something new. And we hear that invitation again. Today, we heard the prophet Isaiah call out to us as Charlotte read the scripture. See, I am doing a new thing. This is important framing. We are not to return to the picture we had in our minds. We are returning together. We are returning to the people, the spirit, the ritual of worship, but it will not be what was. It will be a new thing. It will be what God is calling us into today. You know, I still have the bulletin from March 15th, 2020. It was a bulletin that was never used because it was the first Sunday we were not in person. And I tell you, we're not just going to pick up that bulletin and be like, oh, we didn't use this one and start there. No, no, no. First off, it was Lent and I'm not resetting the liturgical calendar. But more importantly, that's not the new thing we're called to. We're not called to March 15th of 2020. We are called to today and tomorrow and all that awaits us. To go back to what was would be to deny what God is providing us now. And the scripture speaks of God's faithful providence, the things that God provides, the streams in the wilderness that will sustain us. And we did make our way through the wilderness. This last year, God did provide. We continued to build community. We continued to serve those in need. I am so honored and proud of the ways God works through this place and works through you. We have done this. We built a home where all belong, even the most unusual of circumstances. God worked through us as we made a way through the wilderness. Now, there is great biblical precedent for God's people traveling through the wilderness. And the common theme through all those scriptures is that the people do not return to where they came from. To do so would be to waste the journey and deny the progress we have made with God's guidance. The opportunity before us is to take the next step together along the way that God is preparing for us. Knowing that it is not a picture we have seen, it is not the picture of what was. It will be more. It is a bigger picture. It is a new picture. It's God's newest invitation for us into a future with hope. It will be all of us in the sanctuary and from screens across the metro area, around the country, even across the world, as we build a home where all belong. And since it's the season of creation, I'd like to turn to a green example. There is a peach tree behind the church. This is it here. It was planted decades ago by a pastor who'd finished lunch and then planted the pit from their peach. This tree has worked hard. It has fought for sun and water. It has been untended at times. Other times it's been overpruned. And every year, the weather determines its fate. The timing of the last frost is what leads to either a peachy summer or a dormant year. If the frost denies those blossoms a chance to grow, there are no peaches in a given year. You know, I've been here 9 years now, and it's only had peaches 3 times. But one of the neighbors gave me an important insight. The years that it doesn't produce fruit, it's storing and preparing for when it does. The fruit that comes forth after a dormant year is special fruit. Now listen, we've not been dormant this last year, but we were not able to blossom and bloom the way we usually do. But this year, we get to do something that hasn't happened since our congregation was first planted here in 1892. We get to bear fruit after a somewhat dormant season. We get to bring forth something amazing after a season of waiting. We've relied on our deep roots and the nourishment of God's Spirit to weather circumstances beyond our control, and we did it. And now something new begins. Something new breaks forth. I am grateful to have grown with you during this time. I am excited by the blossoms that surround us, and I look forward to the fruit that we will bear as we step forward together on the path that God has created for us.
Unrevealed until its season, something God.